This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Three police officers and two medics have been indicted for the death of Elijah McClain. They face a combined 32 charges, including manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. In announcing the grand jury indictments, State Attorney General Phil Weiser said the goal is to seek justice for McClain.
Our department has the solemn duty to prosecute this case. Make no mistake, we recognize that this case will be difficult to prosecute. These types of cases always are.
The Aurora Police Association released a statement saying the officers did nothing wrong. McClain was stopped after police got a call about a suspicious person. When he didn't immediately respond to police commands, he was put in a chokehold and later injected with the sedative ketamine. The coroner ruled his cause of death inconclusive. A coalition of environmental and community groups are asking Colorado regulators to pause oil and gas permits until they finish new rules for abandoned wells. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Kate Merlin is an environmental attorney with Wild Earth Guardians. She says her main concern is Colorado taxpayers. If an oil and gas company goes bankrupt, the state could be stuck with the cost to plug and clean up its wells.
This industry is a ticking time bomb. We have tens of thousands of wells that are already idle, and thousands of which are functionally abandoned by the operators.
The state had proposed requiring companies to pay more to cover the full cost of well cleanup. The industry objected, saying it put smaller operators at risk. A new draft of the proposed rules is expected this week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Commerce City resident was hospitalized with the West Nile virus, tests confirmed Monday. The person was released from the hospital and is recovering at home. West Nile infected mosquitoes have been detected in 11 Colorado counties, including Adams, Boulder, and Denver. This is CPR and KRCC.